The Health Information and Quality Authority has again apologised after the RTÉ Investigates programme inside Ireland's nursing homes. Angela Fitzgerald, who's the HICWA CEO, told the Public Accounts Committee today that it's taking regulatory action in the two nursing homes featured in the programme. That RTÉ programme, broadcast at the start of last month, revealed disturbing footage of older people being neglected at two homes owned by the same for-profit company, the residents in Port Leisha and Benevan Manor in Glasnevin in Dublin. They're both owned by MEIS Ireland. Kate Egan has been watching the proceedings at that Doyle committee and has this report.
At the Public Accounts Committee today, the CEO of the Health Information and Quality Authority, Angela Fitzgerald, apologised again to people after the recent RTÉ Investigates programme.
What was broadcast on the RTÉ Investigates programme was truly shocking and should never have happened. I want to apologise again to those directly affected and to anyone who feels let down by us as the regulator. I can assure you that we are taking the regulatory action with the nursing homes operated by this provider group. We are working closely with the Minister and the Department on those areas where the regulatory and policy framework can and should be strengthened. We're also engaging directly with families and residents.
The issue dominated a lot of the questioning from committee members. Fine Gael TD James Gagan asked the CEO about whether she would have any of her family in a nursing home run by the company featured in the programme.
Ms Fitzgerald, you mentioned there your own experience of care with your parents and your in-laws, and you did the same in the health committee,
yes,
presumably to demonstrate you're a real person, you have empathy, you have a level of understanding. Would you be happy to have any of your loved ones in an MEIS Ireland run nursing home right now?
So I think the first thing is, for me, when I made the choice to look at anywhere, you look at what are we saying about it. So that is an important piece. You also look at your own requirements in terms of your loved one. What I can say is that in the two nursing homes in question, they have a lot of work to do. They have restrictions on their emissions. They have a very strong compliance requirement coming out of a compliance plan, and they have significant work to assure us that they have the necessary management, leadership and capabilities, and
so you wouldn't put your loved ones in those two nursing homes. Of the 23 other nursing homes that EMEA Ireland currently operate, am I right in saying that HICWA have taken a decision not to allow any further entrance into those total 25 nursing homes that EMEIS Ireland run?
So at the moment, that decision was taken by EMEIS itself in discussion with us. As you know, Deputy, we have no regulatory role vis-à-vis EMEIS as an entity. We do have with each of the individual providers. But through discussion with the Chief Inspector and the Deputy Chief Inspector, they took that decision. We are in a programme of inspection by agreement with the Minister, and we will make a separate and independent decision about whether that restriction should remain in some or all of them.
Later, Sinn Féin TD Joanna Byrne asked how many times HICWA had inspected the EMEIS Ireland-run nursing homes since the RTÉ Investigates programme aired. Susan Cliff, Deputy Chief Inspector with responsibility for older persons, confirmed that 22 inspections had been carried out by HICWA.
Two of the 25 nursing homes that operate under EMEIS Ireland have been inspected since the prime time or the RTÉ Investigates programme, with plans in place for the remaining three. And of those, one of them has been inspected a second time already.
And that was Susan Cliff from HICWA, ending that report by Kate Egan.